listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
The Lord is simply saying, you building, I'm building a fire.
Yes, yes.
Internal. It's like fire shut up in my bones.
Yes.
And the Lord is simply saying, I allow that to come into your life so that you will have something that you can share with others. Because fire plus fire equal fire. God is simply saying, I'm getting you closer to me. This is spiritual. Spiritual uplifting thing. To be in the presence of the Lord. But it is also a dangerous thing to be far away from Him.
Oh, yeah.
When you were out there and I was out there and we was all out there because we all exes.
Yeah.
We were far away from Him and that was dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody been shot at the club? Or running from places you shouldn't be? Or in situations and circumstances, and you knew you were in the wrong place, and the Lord said, my presence was still. You know, God can go in some strange places because He loves us unconditionally, and He protects us because that banner goes before us spiritually. Scripture tells us in Genesis 4 and 16, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Genesis 4, 13, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how when we mess up, we get away from God's presence? And here we see Cain said that my punishment is greater than I can bear. When we get out of the present, things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genesis also tells us in Genesis 3 and 8, and they heard a voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden.
Yeah.
The Lord God would come into the garden in the evening to have fellowship with Adam and Eve. But when they sinned against Him, they could no longer hold back or behold or look at Him.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how when we mess up, we drop our head, it's kind of like facing the truth. After one person can look you right in the face and it doesn't make him drop his head or anything. See, when you get to the point where that becomes so easy, you are far away from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, God is on the throne.
Yes,
he is. We're told that they hid from the presence. They used to live well, but sin broke their relationship.
Yeah.
They were pushed out of the garden from the presence of the Lord because they disobeyed God and refused to put the blame where it belongs. The blame got shifted to you, but she's sitting, the serpent, and no, it's us.
Yeah.
One thing we can see is where when a person who will not take the blame for anything, he puts the blame on others when things go wrong. Well, doesn't this sound relevant? Let me say that again. One thing we can see, when a person who will not take the blame for anything and then puts the blame on others when things go wrong. I didn't say that. Clever. Many of us have said that the enemy made us do it. I think Flip Wilson said that. But in our hearts, we know we did it. When you find yourself in error, repent, cry out to the Lord, repair the relationship between you and him so that God can reestablish the relationship and you will find his presence again. Repent, cry out unto the Lord, and repair the relationship. The Lord is there waiting. He knows in our life we're going to mess up. But the Lord says, I've made provision for your mess up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll handle your mess ups.
That's right.
The children of Israel had messed up, and their relationship with God was strained, but God was with Moses. Moses was able to go before the presence of God. And when Moses went before God on behalf of the people, as a result of that, the Lord agreed to go with them. And he would give the children of Israel rest in Cana or the promised land. There are times, Antioch, in our lives when we mess up. God at those times could judge us, but because God is so compassionate in his relationship with us, he restores us back to him. That's his mercy and his grace. My brothers and sisters, when we are being led by God's presence, God has his hand on you. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Anyhow, God knows us, and it's personal. He knows the hair on my head. He knows our time span here. He knows our limitations, our successes, our failure. God knows each and every one of us by name. But isn't it great that when we get into the new heaven, we get a new name? Because all this old stuff will be done away with. Thank the Lord that he doesn't remember all of our old stuff. Lord says, I'm giving you a new name. I'm giving you a new robe. I'm giving you new. Everything will be whole. I make all things new. My body will be new. Moses, we see here it says, like Moses, you and I have found favor and received grace, which is God's inexhaustible supply of goodness. If there's ever a time that we need God's inexhaustible supplies of goodness, it's now. When they threaten to take away our Social Security, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act. If there's ever a time we need grace, God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, it's now. God has a way of drawing us back to him. God has a way of giving us hope, even in the midst of a difficult situation. And then look what it says. Then Moses went further and said, please show me your glory. Show me your glory. God replied to him, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion to whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face. No man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cliff of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. God told Moses, I will make all my goodness pass before you. God's goodness, God's grace, God's, can you imagine? The Lord says, I can just pass through and my goodness is following all over me. I can pass through a town. I can pass through a country. I can pass through a nation. And my goodness is covering me. My goodness is covering everything that I pass by. And because of his goodness that passes by Moses, God's presence is so powerful that we can only witness where he passed by. No man can see God and live. Remember how a cloud followed Moses in the tent of meetings. And when Moses would come out from the meeting with God, his face shone, it was shining. And the people could not look at him, for they had to cover their face. It was the presence of God. In God's presence, we can't behold his face. It's the presence of God that shines, that covers all of us. If God's presence come over America, it will shake America. God says, I don't have to stand here. All I have to do is pass by you. Jesus would pass by people, and they would instantly get healed. Why? Because of his presence. There is something about the presence of God that is transforming. There is something about the presence of God that is life-changing. There is something about the presence of God that is uplifting. There is something about the presence of God that gives you strength. There is something about the presence of God that is healing. There is something about the presence of God that is fulfilling. His presence just has to pass by. And his goodness, his grace, his mercy covers us. I can only imagine what he looked like. You can only imagine. But I can't see him. Because he said, you can't see my face. You can only see my presence. And yeah, God's presence was upon Moses. And that same presence is here today. Jesus made it possible. Jesus made it possible when he said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. We live a life for the Lord, and his presence is upon you. Now we know why we are called Christians. It is because God's presence is upon each and every one of us. When you see the presence and feel the presence of God, you cannot be the same. Don't allow stuff to take you far away from the fire. Don't allow stuff to drive you away from your eternal salvation. Stay close to the fire. And when you are close to the fire, you are close to the Lord. The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you.